go forth and prepare for government. That's exactly what we're going to do. That is the message from the party chairman to all our party members at this conference. Go forth and look for government.
Streets of London late at night.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
with a little black bag that's oh so tight.
The Ripper.
That is the voice of David Edward Such, also known as Screaming Lord Such, 3rd Earl of Harrow, and who later became known as just Screaming Lord Such. During the 60s, Such was known for his horror-themed stage show and this relatively popular song, Jack the Ripper. He took a first stab at politics in the 60s with the National Teenage Party, but it wasn't until 20 years later that he became more widely known through the official Monster Raving Loony Party, which he set up in 1983. The party sought to satirise the UK system of politics and inject some much-needed fun into proceedings. Who better to explain what the party is all about than an official member, speaking at a conference sometime in the 80s?
We're a confusing party. I'm confused myself. If I can just go to central computer. No, there's nothing that's coming through. I'm afraid I'm very confused myself. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, that's a shame. Let's let Lord Such explain.
I'm not eccentric. I'm quite normal. It's all the other people that are eccentric. And there's plenty of them in these straight suits, collars and ties. They're the eccentric ones.
So there you have it. But what are the actual aspirations of the Monster Raving Loony Party? Lord Such continues.
I want to be elected. I've been trying for since 1963, when I first stood in Stratford-upon-Avon, and then later on against Harold Wilson.
And despite their image as a joke party, Lord Such explains how some of their policies have become law.
When I first put up policies at votes at 18, when you couldn't vote until you were 21, that has become law. I put up to abolish the 11 plus, because it wasn't fair. If you had a headache, you was ill. So that has become law now, they've abolished the 11 plus. And I also put up for local and commercial radio stations, because BBC had a monopoly and now we've got that.
But what about serious issues, like the economy?
Well, we've had a meeting and we do agree it should be one currency. We all agree on that, everyone in the Loony Party. And this is the currency, it's the Loony Pound notes. See, there they are, Loony Pound notes, with a picture of Margaret Thatcher on the front of them. So that's it, the Queen of Loony Land. And that is the notes which will be floated all over Europe, because this note is actually waterproof. And it will float.
Interesting idea. But what about other policies?
I think the best policy we've discussed and what's come out of is we're going to do away with January and February, so we can have a shorter winter. And I think that's an ideal policy, because obviously it's going to save in health charges. We're very concerned for the elderly. It's going to save the heating and all that goes with that.
Another interesting idea. But what about the Monster Raving Loony Party of today? Following Lord Such's death in 1999, Alan Hope, aka Howling Lord Hope, and his cat, Katmandu, became leaders of the party. In a promotional video from March this year, Howling Lord Hope explains why he thinks the party is still relevant.
I'll tell you what, no matter how old you are in our lifetime, we have only ever known Labour or Conservative in power. After this general election, nothing will change. You'll be Labour or Conservative. Now, nothing will change at all, ever, unless you make it change. Now, the way you can make it change is voting for the Raving Loony Party. I'm not saying that we would win a seat, but if one of us was to get 2,000 or 3,000 votes and save our deposit, wouldn't it make the mothers sit up and think, where on earth are we going wrong?
Mad Max Babetsky, member since 2010, also weighs in on the argument.
The Loony Party's place in British politics today is simply upholding ambition, dedication, integrity, kindness, truthfulness, and trust. That's what loonyism is to me.
Mad Max even weighs in on the tuition fee debate.
I mean, time and time and time again, we've been promised this, that and the other, and then the other parties go and do exactly the opposite of what they've just promised us. I mean, the Liberal Democrats are a prime example of that when they said they would lower tuition fees or even have free tuition fees, and then they went and raised it. You know, it's unfair for 18, 19, 20-year-olds to pay £9,000 a year for education. It's completely unfair. So we in the Looney Party believe that we should have free university education, paid by the taxpayer, as it was originally.
And with all this talk of deals and coalition governments, the monster-raving Looney Party believe they would be a viable option.
Well, I think it will be a very good coalition with the Looney Party if one of the other major parties approach us. We'd say yes, of course we would. But the first thing we would do is go back to our constituents, ask them if this is acceptable, because I intend to kick up the backsides of every single MP that are doing their job wrong.
And what are Howling Lord Hope's thoughts on Nigel Farage?
I think Nigel Farage's got a lot in his favour. He's saying the things, I mean, if you go into pubs around the country, which we do, we all do, you know, and you listen to people talking in there, you'll find that Nigel Farage himself, he's saying the things that people want to hear. Whether they're the right things, whether they're the wrong things, I'm not too sure, but I know Nigel very, very well, and we are the best of friends, and all the people who belong to his party, all the big boys of this party are friends of ours. I wouldn't say that we follow their policies at all. Unless Nigel Farage wins his seat in South Thanet, or wherever it is he's standing, I don't think they'll win any seats. I think they'll come second in lots and lots. This is only my opinion, mind you. I think they'll come second in lots and lots of places, but I don't think they'll actually win many seats. That's my opinion. But if Nigel wins, best of luck to him. He says if he doesn't win, he's going to finish, and he's going to not be the leader of his party anymore. Well, if he does that, we'll ask him to come and join us and be the leader of our party. He's often said, I've heard him say to many, many people, if I wasn't involved with UKIP, the only other party I'd vote for is the Monster Raven Looney Party. So if he wants to pack up the UKIP party, he can come and join the Looney Party and be the leader, and I will be the president. I don't mind that at all.
And what about other future leaders?
Yes, Jeremy Clarkson. He gets himself in, if he has any more issues, gets himself any more hot water, any more trouble, and he finds that he hasn't got a job anymore, he's quite welcome to come and join the Looney Party. And perhaps be our leader one day, who knows? Vote for insanity. You know it makes sense. The Ripper, Jack the Ripper. There's a man walks the streets of London late at night. The Ripper, Jack the Ripper. With a little black bag that's oh so tight.